Hey, I'm Andrea, and welcome to Magic Monday. Come back every Monday for a bite-sized episode sharing a modern magic trick that will make your life happier and a bit more enchanted. For more magic, come find me on Instagram at @dreamlifeconnection. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now, let's open our digital spellbook. Well, hi, welcome to another magical week, and welcome to another enchanting episode of Magic Monday, where we dive into modern magic tricks that will enhance your life. So Mondays don't really have the best reputation, so I love sharing these tricks on Mondays so you get a good boost to start your week. So I'm really happy you're here. I hope you have a wonderful week following this. Today's modern magic trick might be the simplest yet most powerful trick I've ever used. I'm obsessed with it. And if I could share one magic trick with the entire world, I think it might be this one. It's the trick that has completely changed my life and also inspired me to start this Dream Life Connection podcast. And I just know that it will change your life too. So sorry for all the teasing, but are you ready? So the magic trick this week is voice memo journaling. It is the best. And here's what you do to practice this trick. It's extremely easy. Open your Voice Memos app on your phone, press record, and start talking. Seriously, that's it. Just start talking. I'm a huge journaler. I've got boxes and boxes filled with journals, but sometimes I just don't have the energy to sit and write everything that's on my mind. And sometimes my thoughts are running too fast and I just want a way to release everything. And sometimes my thoughts are just too heavy or dark and I feel like they'll ruin my journal. So this is when I do voice memos and they're so helpful. All you do is talk your heart out. And by doing voice memo journal entries, it's like having a heart-to-heart conversation with yourself. And so when you're recording, just talk. And then when you're done recording the entry, be sure to title it. I always keep the title short and I use a simple title, like the main theme of the entry. Some of the ways to voice memo journal is to vent, share ideas, maybe talk out a problem, remember happy moments, talk about your day to day, anything really. It becomes especially helpful though during those moments when you're upset or angry and need an outlet to release and process your emotions. It's really like venting to your most trusted friend, which is yourself. And sometimes you don't want to release everything on your friends, your partner, or your family. So as long as you get it out of your mind, that's what matters. I record a voice memo almost every day now. It's actually become a part of like my daily routine. And what I do is I just update myself on how I feel, what's going on in my mind, in my life, and I kind of talk myself through my goals for the day or the near future. I always feel so much lighter after I do this. And do you want to know how many voice memos I have? I'll let you guess. So as of this recording day in the middle of October, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I have 562 voice messages. Yeah, that's a lot of thoughts. I know, it sounds a little crazy, but also I will say I've been doing this for years. This is accumulation over years, and it's part of my routine now. It's sort of like a life meeting I have with myself every day. But having recorded so many, I can tell you with 100% confidence that this practice is seriously one of the greatest mental health practices you can do. Not only is it great while you're recording and releasing, it's also incredible when you go back and listen to them. Many times, especially my favorite, is on long planes or trains or car rides, I'll select random entries. I'll just scroll way down and I'll listen. And it's so cool hearing the past you share your thoughts. And by doing this, I receive incredible reminders. I notice patterns in my thinking. I have proof that I'm growing, and also so many stories that I know I would have completely forgotten. And the funny thing is, most of the time when I listen to frustrated entries or times when I was worried or stressed, I know now that it actually wasn't that big of a deal, or it worked out, or I overcame that challenge easily. So by doing this, I know now that if I'm frustrated or stressed, it will be like the past times. It's like past me is teaching me valuable lessons for the present. So I'm very much more present and the stress is reduced. And honestly, by talking so much in these memos, it's what inspired me to start this podcast and share magic with you. It's been very good practice for me, as you can tell. So you never know what might be born from these entries. But seriously, your voice memo entries can illuminate blind spots in your life, and they're also a testament to the magic of speaking your desires into existence. So when you're listening to your voice memos, listen closely and you'll pick up on shifts in your energy and the tone of your voice as you discuss various topics, and those shifts in energy can provide you with really profound insights into your inner world. So really quickly, here are some quick topics that can get you started. I've been doing it so long that it just sort of naturally happens now. I don't really think about it. But if you're just starting, here are some simple tips. And just keep in mind, you don't have to do this at home in silence. You can also record memos on your walks. My routine now actually is I record a voice memo almost every time I walk home from the office. And I used to record memos a lot on my commute home from work when I had a car. And it honestly makes your commute go by a lot faster. But obviously be safe about this. If you're doing it in your car, make sure it's hands-free. Little disclaimer there. But okay, so when you're recording, here are some tips. So number one, start with the day, time, and maybe even include the weather, just so you have context when you're listening later. And idea number two, talk about where you are, what you're doing, how your day has been going. Number three, talk about your biggest challenge in your life at the moment and try to talk yourself through overcoming this challenge. Maybe like rehearse it, you know, practice it. It's a good way to go through the steps in your mind. Number four, share some of your wins, your ideas, or positive memories that you don't want to forget. Number five, talk about anything that's bothering you that you don't want to share with anyone else. I know we probably have those friends where we just kind of release some of our venting onto, and it, sometimes it can be overwhelming for your friends or your partners even. So this is a good way to release that in a safe space and not feel like you're bombarding anyone else. And number six, honestly, just remember that there's no wrong way to do this. Literally all you have to do is just speak your mind. And it'll get easier as you go along. Sometimes when I first started doing this years ago, it felt kind of uncomfortable and weird and strange. Like, what should I talk about? But then as you start talking, you honestly forget that you're recording. It just starts coming out. It's cool. It's magical. But while I'm a huge advocate for traditional journaling, I'm a very visual person, so I really like journaling. I will say voice memo journaling has its own set of benefits, maybe even more so than traditional journaling, that will really help you build a deeper connection with yourself. And it helps you see that you are your own best friend. Give it a try. It's the best. It's seriously the best. I love it. Oh, I'm excited for you to try it. Don't feel discouraged. Keep going. And just talk your heart out. So as we wrap up this episode, I would love to share the inspiring quote of the week. And this week's quote comes from one of my favorite authors, Louise Hay. I definitely recommend
all of her books and her podcast. And the quote is, "Your soul needs time for solitude and self-reflection. In order to love, lead, heal, and create, you must nourish yourself first." So remember to take that precious time for yourself. You deserve it. And that's how your magic will shine. So thank you so much, as always, for joining me on this episode of Magic Monday on the Dream Life Connection podcast. And if you enjoyed today's magic trick, I would be eternally grateful. I would love if you spread the magic by sharing this episode or my podcast with a friend or on your social media accounts with anyone who could use a little magic in their life. I would be so grateful. Thank you so much. I hope you have a magical week, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for being here. If you want to infuse more sparkle and whimsy into your life, head over to Dream Life Connection on Instagram and be sure to subscribe to my Magic Monday newsletter, where I'll send you exclusive content, free downloads, and stories as a wandering nomad. You'll also gain access to the archive filled with modern magic tricks and resources. Remember, magic is real and it's everywhere, and you are the magic. Have a great week and see you next time.